Unit 12. The Single Currency. Listening tasks. Text 1. The launching of the euro. Exercise 1. Listen to the tape and choose the right answers to the questions you hear.
As firework displays ushered in the euro from Paris to Athens, Rome to Madrid, curiosity drove Europeans to cash machines at midnight, December 31st, 2001, for the first look at the brightly colored new notes. More than 300 million Europeans began changing their old currencies for the euro, in the most ambitious currency changeover in history. To prepare for the large demand, banks across the eurozone disabled 200,000 ATMs in the afternoon, changing software and then loading them with euro notes. Altogether, 15 billion banknotes and 52 billion coins, worth 646 billion euros, or $568 billion, have been produced for the switchover. Knowing how people can be attached to their national currencies, architects of the euro expressed hope that it will help realize dreams of a united Europe. Across the continent, officials welcomed the euro as a sign of economic stability, a new symbol to bind 12 nations on a continent at the heart of two world wars. "We will become a greater Europe with the euro," EU Commission President said in Vienna, shortly after he used the new currency to buy flowers for his wife. "We shall become stronger, wealthier." His view was shared by Helmut Kohl, the former German Chancellor, who with the late French leader François Mitterrand had championed the single currency to bring peace and security to Europe. Kohl wrote in a newspaper, "A vision is becoming a reality. For me, the common currency in Europe fulfills a dream. It means there is no turning back from the path toward unification of our continent." The nations adopting the euro are Austria, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. Those staying out are Britain, Sweden, and Denmark.
1. What does the passage mainly tell us?
2. What can be said about the passage?
3. What can be inferred from the passage?
Exercise 2. Listen to the tape again and supply the missing information.
As firework displays ushered in the euro from Paris to Athens, Rome to Madrid, curiosity drove Europeans to cash machines at midnight, December 31st, 2001, for the first look at the brightly colored new notes. More than 300 million Europeans began changing their old currencies for the euro in the most ambitious currency changeover in history. To prepare for the large demand, banks across the eurozone disabled 200,000 ATMs in the afternoon, changing software and then loading them with euro notes. Altogether, 15 billion banknotes and 52 billion coins, worth 646 billion euros, or $568 billion, have been produced for the switchover. Knowing how people can be attached to their national currencies, architects of the euro expressed hope that it will help realize dreams of a united Europe. Across the continent, officials welcomed the euro as a sign of economic stability, a new symbol to bind 12 nations on a continent at the heart of two world wars. "We will become a greater Europe with the euro," EU Commission President said in Vienna, shortly after he used the new currency to buy flowers for his wife. "We shall become stronger, wealthier." His view was shared by Helmut Kohl, the former German Chancellor, who with the late French leader François Mitterrand had championed the single currency to bring peace and security to Europe. Kohl wrote in a newspaper, "A vision is becoming a reality. For me, the common currency in Europe fulfills a dream. It means there is no turning back from the path toward unification of our continent." The nations adopting the euro are Austria, Belgium, Finland, France, Germany, Greece, Ireland, Italy, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, Portugal, and Spain. Those staying out are Britain, Sweden, and Denmark.
Text 2. Britain's reaction to the single currency. Exercise 1. Listen to the passage and choose the right answers to the questions you hear.
Buckingham Palace and other royal residences, open to the public, do not accept euros at their gift shops and entry turnstiles. The new currency was launched in 12 European Union countries on January 1, 2002, but Britain was not one of them. A Buckingham Palace spokeswoman said the decision not to accept the euro was purely a business one and not a political statement. The retail outlets at the official residences have never accepted any other currencies. It is simply because, as very small retail outlets, they don't have the facilities for changing currencies. However, many retail outlets in Britain have prepared to accept the new currency, since millions of tourists are expected to visit the country every year. In 2002 alone, visitors from the Eurozone were estimated to spend more than 6.55 billion euros in Britain. Major department stores, Debenhams and Marks and Spencer, and a big electronics retailer accept euros, but only on a limited basis initially. 29 of Marks and Spencer stores, primarily those in tourist locations, have at least one cash register on each floor to process euro transactions. Its other stores have at least one designated area, either a register or a customer service desk, where the currency is accepted. Products are not priced in euros, however, and change is given in British money. The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, said Britain will only join the single currency if economic conditions are right. A series of recent opinion polls show many Britons oppose the euro and see it as against Britain's sovereignty.
1. What does the passage mainly tell us?
2. What can we infer from the passage?
3. What is the speaker's attitude toward Britain's decision not to join the single currency?
Exercise 2. Listen again and write down answers to the following questions.
Buckingham Palace and other royal residences, open to the public, do not accept euros at their gift shops and entry turnstiles. The new currency was launched in 12 European Union countries on January 1, 2002, but Britain was not one of them. A Buckingham Palace spokeswoman said the decision not to accept the euro was purely a business one and not a political statement. The retail outlets at the official residences have never accepted any other currencies. It is simply because, as very small retail outlets, they don't have the facilities for changing currencies. However, many retail outlets in Britain have prepared to accept the new currency, since millions of tourists are expected to visit the country every year. In 2002 alone, visitors from the Eurozone were estimated to spend more than 6.55 billion euros in Britain. Major department stores, Debenhams and Marks and Spencer, and a big electronics retailer accept euros, but only on a limited basis initially. 29 of Marks and Spencer stores, primarily those in tourist locations, have at least one cash register on each floor to process euro transactions. Its other stores have at least one designated area, either a register or a customer service desk, where the currency is accepted. Products are not priced in euros, however, and change is given in British money. The British Prime Minister, Tony Blair, said Britain will only join the single currency if economic conditions are right. A series of recent opinion polls show many Britons oppose the euro and see it as against Britain's sovereignty.
Additional listening. Withdrawing money. Exercise. Listen to the dialogue between Peter and the bank teller and fill in the blank check. Hi, can I help you?
Hi, I've just opened a checking account and I want to withdraw 150 euros. What I want to know is, who do I make the check out to?
Well, since the money is for you yourself, you make it out to cash.
Oh, okay. Well, how do I do that?
You just write the word cash on this line.
This line here?
Yes, next to pay to the order of.
Okay. C-A-S-H. Now, I want to make this 150 euros. There, how's this?
Well, you've written the amount in numbers, but you have to write it out in words too. That goes on the second line there.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, it's a good idea to draw a line from the end of the amount to the word euros, so nobody can change the amount.
Oh, thanks. Well, that should do it. Here you go.
You forgot to sign your name. There, in the bottom right corner.
Whoops. Sorry. Here you go.
The date.
What? Huh?
The date. You forgot it. It goes in the top right corner.
Oh, right. Okay, am I done?
Yes. That's 50, 100, 150 euros.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
You too.